live from Studio 67 in Florida's Capital County. It's time to get fact-checked.
Access granted.
What is up, good people? Happy Sunny Die Eve. You have got Courtney, Jared, and Amir here.
Hey,
and we are popping bottles because we have finally reached the end of session. Funny story, we should be pretty warmed up at this point for the podcast because we actually just recorded about a 30-minute podcast only to realize that we did not have the SD card in the recording device. So hopefully, you know.
We were just going to miss you guys so much we wanted to do it again.
You know, we didn't want to let go, you know? It's painful.
Note to self, before you record anything, make sure.
Check for the SD card. Yeah. Life lesson there. A lot going on, obviously. We are expecting them to adjourn Sine Die around midday tomorrow. Courtney and Amir, you guys ever seen the hanky drop before?
I have not. This is my fifth year, so I'll definitely be going.
We have got to swing by and check it out. I missed it by all of 3 minutes last year, so I will not be letting that happen again. You know, this is obviously the culmination of a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. And so, you know, I think it's worthwhile to swing by, and then we can party fact style as soon as it's over.
Yes.
As Davin intended.
1201 will be at the Governor's Club if anyone needs us.
Yeah, swing by.
Swing on by.
Might put a little something stronger in my coffee tomorrow morning. With that being said, we will jump right into the swing of things. We're going to mix things up just a bit this week because we have a lot of past and failed bills to cover. And so we're going to kind of do a little lightning round style. We will not be starting with term limits for once because, knock on wood, that thing is dead. Live to fight another year. So we're actually going to start things off with Amir. Amir, what passed this year in your silos?
Yeah, so under FTA and HSJ with me and Mr. Bob McKee, we saw the passing of mobility fees, which required an interlocal agreement between counties and municipalities to charge one fee to the developers, one impact fee. We also saw the passing of continuing contracts, which raised the maximum construction cost for projects under governmental contracts from $4 to $7.5 million, and then we also saw rural emergency hospitals by Senator Simons pass as well, which creates a new hospital allocation for rural emergency hospitals, also known as REHs.
Thanks for sharing, Amir. Obviously, a lot of success there. You know, I think the mobility fees was something that was giving us a lot of headaches and heartburn early on. And, you know, we've been meeting with the cities and a handful of other stakeholders here. And I think we've massaged this to a place that we're comfortable. Obviously, there still is one collection point for transportation impacts. But we've kind of worked out the logistics of how that those funds will be distributed appropriately, you know, based on the study, based on the mobility plan. And it's now in a posture that I think we're okay with. With that being said, let's shift over to Courtney. Courtney, what passed in your realm this year?
Eddie and I in the Community and Urban Affairs Department, public sleeping and camping did pass, and this is a county or municipality may not authorize or allow any person to engage in public sleeping or camping. So you got to have the permits for those, or you can have a designated area of public property to be used for the purposes of public sleeping and camping. As we saw from our analysis in the budget last week, there is $30 million in grant money going to counties and municipalities. So we'll have to see if that plays out and see if it actually makes its way into that final budget. Public works projects, this was the local ore. This bill would expand the preempted activities to projects involving local funding. However, a government may still practice geographical preferences if it is the sole source of funding for those projects. Affordable housing, this was the Live Local follow-up. It did have some height and density provisions that changed in it. Next up, we have the expedited permit process for those master plan communities. This is where those building departments would have to give 50% of those permits for those preliminary plats subject upon final plat approval. Last up was the occupational licensing bill. This bill grandfathered in those specialty contract licensings until 2025, so we will see this one again next year.
Yep, something to revisit. That's keeping the lights on for a lot of people, I know. In my area this year, we saw PACE pass as of this week. Jeff Scala promised he'd bring the juice, and he brought the juice. We got this one across the finish line. Just to recap, that bill did have the fix we were looking for that single rogue entity, if you will, that was going statewide with little to no oversight. This did have the legislative clarification that a PACE provider does need the county's authorization through ordinance to operate within their boundaries. And so we're really pleased to see that one get across. There was also local government actions, SB 1628. That was a follow-up to SB 170 from last year, the preemption and all preemption, so to speak. And initially, this bill was in pretty bad posture. Early on, certain development actions, comp plan amendments, that sort of thing, were carved out from the requirements of SB 170 this year. This put those back on the table, so they would be subject to the requirements of 170, including the cause of action for ordinances that were arbitrary or unreasonable, as well as the business impact statement requirement. We worked this bill a little bit, and we got the cause of action language removed. So as it stands, this bill is passing with just the business impact statement requirement. So definitely in better posture than it once was. Beyond that, the agricultural housing bill passed. This preempted regulation of ag housing on a bona fide farm to the state. However, we were able to get a certain number of criteria for, you know, public safety for the housing, as well as other requirements, you know, anti-nuisance provisions, that sort of thing, to make sure that, you know, both the housing is safe and that the community is, you know, not affected too much by the development of these housing areas. HB 473, cybersecurity incident liability, got across the finish line this year. That was when I testified for the first time on earlier this session. And you know, Davin Suggs was teasing me a little bit because, you know, in my testimony I said, looking forward to getting this one across the finish line. Well, who's laughing now, Davin? And beyond that, SB 1638, environmental management funding. This was one that was, this bill reroutes a significant portion of the 2021 Gaming Compact funding to land management activities as well as water quality projects. Initially, I think we were looking for more of a water work plan here. What it sounds like instead is that this funding is actually going to supplant some GR funding that they're already putting toward these projects. So it's not necessarily, you know, a ton of funding on top of what we're seeing now. It's more supplementary. However, it is obviously dedicated funding for these things that we care about. And so, you know, FAC was supporting that throughout this session. I think that's all I have for past bills in my area. Now let's look to the bill graveyard. Amir, what did not quite make it across the finish line for you this year?
You know, two main ones I want to talk about. So we saw valuation of timeshares fail, which established a specific methodology to valuing timeshares and tax appeals within larger developments. And then we also saw millage rates sponsored by Rep. Garrison fail as well. And this wanted a two-thirds majority vote by the governing body to accept or pass any millage rate increases in a specific municipality or county.
Nicely done, man. Hey, you need a tax bill killed, you call Bob McKee. he is
chief economist. Come on.
Former chief economist Bob McKee.
Don't leave it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he will protect your local revenues, that's for sure. Courtney, how about you? What did you guys manage to kill this year?
Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, term limits, you know, as of right now, anything can happen, is currently dead. We will see this again next year, folks. We just want to say thank you to all the commissioners who came out and testified and, you know, really showed their stance on where they stood for their community in this. I mean, we already have charter counties, we have non-charter counties, and, you know, one size doesn't fit all, which is basically what we have been screaming without our t-shirts and picket fences all session. The other bill is sovereign immunity. They tried to decrease the caps for those, and they also tried to say that we didn't need a claims bill. As of right now, caps are the same. Still got to come to Tallahassee with a claims bill. A few other notable ones is the transportation bill dealing with the MPOs, the land development, and the land use and developmental regulation bill. Those are all dead, and we'll probably see them in some shape or form next year as well.
Sounds like a lot of stuff we're going to revisit. Courtney, you and Eddie were workhorses this session.
Yeah, I mean, like, and we really couldn't have done it without any of you guys as well. It was a lot in
takes
our
a
world.
Village. It's
it,
a team
it
effort.
It does take a village.
But seriously, you guys had a lot of the kind of Goliath bills we were facing this year. And, you know, seeing both those bills die, you know, warms my heart, brings a smile to my face.
We're not happy about the stuff that passed, but two big ones did die.
So job well done, and we live to fight another year. That's all you can ask for. Jeff and I really did not have a ton of 11th hour surprises as far as stuff that died. One thing that we were monitoring, SB 298 and HB 1079, initially started as an expansion of the Resilient Florida grant program that would have allowed local governments to use those grant funds for saltwater intrusion vulnerability assessments. Some amendment language that popped up a little later on this session would have preempted local governments on coastal construction control lines. Right now, counties are authorized in statute to deviate a little bit from DEP's coastal construction control line with DEP approval. This bill would have, you know, prevented that going forward, as well as had kind of a retrospective effect on some developments that are already in place based on those local zoning codes. So this is one we were happy to see get amended out and ultimately not pass, it looks like, as it stands right now. Beyond that, you know, we had a handful of things that kind of lost some momentum early on. There was an agritourism preemption that really never got off the ground. But besides that, that's kind of what we're looking at here. Courtney, why don't you talk a little bit about what we still have in play?
I know we have a couple outstanding bills. Two things that have not lost their momentum, the Residential Building Permit Bill and the Employee Regulation Bill, both sponsored by Representative Esposito over in the House. The three of us have watched some a very dueling match, if I will say, between Representative Esposito and Senator Kalatiud over these two bills. You know, Jared, what's your perspective on this?
It's a chess match, Courtney. You know, there was some intensity yesterday on the fourth floor of the Capitol. You know, obviously two strong-willed members.
Yes, and freshmen. It's very, we need to know that these are both freshmen.
And so they're just kind of, you know, stuck in this little dance right now. Yes. And we'll just have to see how that interplay kind of works itself out, obviously.
Right. It's coming down to the wire of the Senate wants what they want and the House wants what they want. But ultimately, someone has to blink and give it up. I mean, so we'll see how these bills come out on the other side. You know, the residential permitting bill takes those 120-day shot clocks down to those 30-day, 15, and 10 days. And the employee regulation bill, as it stands in the House, includes all of the wage preemption and the heat bill. Whereas over in the Senate, it's just the heat.
We need the Senate to stand tall here and you know, make sure that they protect, you know, we need the Senate to stand tall here, Courtney, and make sure they do not add that other problematic language that the House has been pushing. But as of recording, like we said, this has not quite worked itself out yet. But please be sure to tune into our final report that should be dropping tomorrow, Friday, March 8th, as well as our session wrap-up webinar. We'll kind of touch on how those things, you know, conclude.
So tomorrow we'll have the last report for you guys, our budget analysis, and then next week will be that webinar on
the 13th. Budget's on the table. We're kind of taking a look at, you know, all of our county priorities there, and we'll get that out to you guys to take a look at, obviously. But with that being said, I think that covers all of our policy for the week.
Yes.
Courtney and Amir, you guys got any big plans after session?
Just laying low for a little bit. Got Ireland in August, so I feel like I need to start packing.
It'll come up quick. How about you, Amir?
Yeah, no. Going to New York in the beginning of the summer, and then same beat with Courtney, just laying low to Ireland, watching some FSU football across the pond.
Man, you know, I think we all deserve a breather. I've got gray hairs at this point from
would you go to Ireland?
Not for FSU.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Commissioner Larry Harvey's in the house, and I think he'd be right there with me, not going to Ireland for FSU.
Come on.
He is spoiling us today with an end-of-session feast. He's doing his best pitmaster impression. I think he's got turkey. And
I can smell it through the door.
I can, too. Oh, my God. This
place, starving.
This place smells awesome right now. But with that being said, we appreciate you guys tuning in all season of Fact Check.
Yes.
And obviously, this is not the last you've heard of us. We should be back with some summer projects as well as Fact Check Season 2 next year.
Next session. We'll see you guys at annual conference. And other than that, we love hearing from you guys. So just reach out if you have anything.
We will miss you guys. But as always, thanks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure hosting for you guys.
And remember your SD card.
And remember your SD card. Hey, I think the second round was even better.
Yeah, this was good.
A lot smoother.
This was good. See, we just need a practice round.
Just a little warm up, you know, trial run.
Maybe we should do this every week.
But happy sunny day, and we will see you guys around.
See you guys.
Bye, everyone.